Aaron turned to Talanya. You'll head back and spread our good word? She nodded, dangling off the handrail on the howler's door.
Yeah, Whitby's gonna love me. Don't kid yourself, Eden said. Nobody likes you.
Talanya clucked her tongue at the little woman as she took a swig of her coffee. That's when it hit, knocking the thermos right out of her hands. He felt the pressure wave first, like a pair of hands clapped hard over his ears, a light shove on his back. Then he heard it, a deafening drum that seemed to come from everywhere. The wind swept over them as displaced air tossed the dirt and billowed Eden's oily hair. Then shrapnel, bits of steel and stone cascading around them like heavy rain. A chunk embedded itself into the howler's hull. Had the Admiral really started firing orbital kinetics all the way from the jump point? They might have fired right away and it just took this long for the strike to arrive. No, they'd have heard the supersonic strike breach the atmosphere. This came from the ground. A bomb. Bray and Eden had Aaron on the ground, shielding him with their bodies. Gunny stretched one hand out at the howler, shouting at the pilot.
Get that bird in the air! Now! Off the deck! Kilo 6-2, breaking off!
The pilot put in on the radio. Aaron caught one glimpse of Talanya before the door shut. Her eyes were cast up, back behind them toward the barracks, as she took in the nightmare. There was no fire, just a crater. A large explosive device had atomized a building and blew an entire chunk off the wall and into the field, pieces of it still raining down. Cinder blocks the size of steel crates buried themselves in the dirt and into other buildings like a meteor shower. Worse still, tiny metal shrapnel had shot outward. Entire platoons lay scattered on the ground. Through the hanging dust, Aaron could make out the bloody chunks of what had once been a person. The graduation. So many screams. The confused, the injured, the frightened. The dispersed cloud of ash and debris grew and grew, like a sandstorm filling the air. A fog of war. Aaron heaved his protectors off of him, and the old gunny immediately spouted instructions into his radio.
Lockdown! Nobody gets in or out of the castle! I want triage teams and security at their posts! Now! And get me a damage report!
Eden grabbed Aaron's wrist. Are you hurt? He shook his head. You?
I'm solid.
Get with medical, Aaron shouted. They're gonna need every hand we've got. He paused. Where's that tour group? Everyone was running, nothing but silhouettes in the growing cloud of dust, huddled, fearful for the next explosion to come. One person walking, upright and urgent, headed for the wall.
Hey!
Eden called out. That was the spark they needed. The figure broke into a sprint, vanishing into a door at the base of the wall. They shouldered in the door so hard it bounced off the inside and banged shut behind them. Aaron jumped after them, slipping out of Eden's fingers.
Aaron, don't!
He didn't hear what was said. A bomb had gone off, and this fleeing person had been far too nonchalant about that fact. His radio crackled as Bray issued commands.
Kilo 6, we have a runner on the wall, interior, eastbound. Provide overwatch. Kilo 6, affirm, coming around.
The howler passed overhead like a 12-ton ghost, its shadow passing over the cloud of ash. Aaron pulled his shirt up over his chin, trying to filter at least some of the horrible building materials that were now aerosolized for everybody to breathe. He kicked the door in and immediately ducked back as a pair of tungsten slugs etched lines along the doorframe. Up the stairs, to the left, happy fwumps from a Gaussian sidearm. Everything they had was still chemical burn bang sticks. That was off-world tech. That was an Imperial saboteur, all right. How they got through border check would be an interesting conversation. Had they really tried to assassinate him? No. His location wasn't exactly a secret. And he had come back from the excursion early, off schedule. This was meant to happen while he was away. Bomb used as a distraction, shock and awe at the graduation, then steal whatever they could and get away. He knew the op well enough. It was the same op Riley had run on the Jurgad. Recon a sensitive spot, hit it hard, and escape in the confusion. Aaron listened for the retreating feet. The bomber wasn't holding that doorway, just trying to dissuade pursuit. But Aaron was acclimatized these days to being shot at. He peeked the corner and then broke into a run.